So days after Barack Obama said no thanks to public financing for his general election campaign, the presumed Democratic nominee is kicking off a media spending spree, buying up ad space in red states, targeting smaller cable networks, and planning to go for the gold this August by snatching up Olympic airtime even. McCain hasn't opted out of the public financing or its spending cap, so the Arizona senator is banking on his party's fundraising power to help battle Obama to November. To talk about money and messaging and the latest political machinations of this presidential race is John Harris, editor-in-chief of Politico.com. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk money, let's talk about messaging, Obama's first post-primary.
The seven dirty words in politics, right?
The Country I Love is the name of this ad. It's running in 18 states, most of which voted Republican in the last election. Let's listen to a clip from this ad.
I was raised by a single mom and my grandparents. We didn't have much money, but they taught me values straight from the Kansas heartland where they grew up. Accountability and self-reliance. Love of country. Working hard without making excuses.
Accountability, self-reliance, those are all the appropriate words if you want to run ads in red states, I suppose. What is he trying to do with this ad?
Absolutely. I mean, what that ad shows is how closely money and message are going to be related in this election. Because Obama has more money than any presidential candidate has ever had, he's swimming in it. That's why he opted out of the public financing system. That allows him to essentially reintroduce himself to the public. It was a tough, in many ways, bruising nomination contest. And a lot of people came out of it with uncertainties about Barack Obama. He's trying to address these uncertainties. And what he's also doing is using that money to take the message into places where Democrats ordinarily can't play. That's the significance of this money. It's going to be a 50-state campaign in all likelihood for Barack Obama. John McCain is going to be the one who has a thread-the-needle strategy. Usually that's the position Democrats are in, trying to very carefully husband their resources and play only in those states where they've got a chance.
McCain has launched new ads of his own. Let's listen to a little bit from one of his most recent ads, this one on climate change.
John McCain stood up to the president and sounded the alarm on global warming 5 years ago. Today, he has a realistic plan that will curb greenhouse gas emissions, a plan that will help grow our economy and protect our environment.
So this ad aired last week. As an effort to provide some distance, to create some distance between McCain and Bush, as we heard in that clip. But this aired apparently a day after McCain announced a change of opinion, a reversal on a pretty critical issue, offshore oil drilling, right?
That's right, and a very tricky calculation in that. That issue is biggest in Florida and California. Florida is a state that McCain simply got to win if he's going to be competitive. California is one of those states that McCain people had hoped they could use to show that they can expand the playing field. Of course, for the past several elections, no Republican's been competitive in California. McCain seemed like the kind of person who might be, if any Republican would be, it would be McCain because of his sort of more maverick, independent in reputation. This issue is radioactive there, something like high 60s, low 70% of the California electorate opposed to offshore drilling. So what he's making is this calculation that people are so upset about, maybe $5 a gallon gas, that it's scrambled the politics of this issue. But it's a very, very risky move.
So I want to talk a little more about energy policy. Obama delivered a pretty significant address the other day. Yesterday, talked about a plan to crack down on big oil interests by closing what's known as the Enron loophole. John, explain what this is.
You know what? I'm not sure I know yet what the Enron loophole is. Politically, what this is a pretty traditional Democratic politics. This is average consumers being exploited by big corporations.
And this is something that Obama says is going to, in the end, help lower the price of gas. It's going to help consumers. In the end, McCain's people say that Obama's following McCain's lead on trying to close this loophole. This is something that McCain has talked about as well. Both want to be seen as cracking down on corporate greed. Both want to be seen as creating so-called energy independence, which is kind of a loaded term. But there are some real differences when it comes to their energy policy, right?
Well, the main difference is John McCain is not prepared to impose enormous taxes on the oil companies for their windfall profits to the same degree that Barack Obama is. Barack Obama is really making this a centerpiece that we want to move away from an oil-based energy future.
I want to talk a little bit before we're done here about money. Everyone talks about the fact that Barack Obama's campaign has trounced McCain's in fundraising, but it's a different story when we talk about the parties. The GOP has the RNC, rather, the Republican National Committee, has raised five times as much as the Democrats in May, $53.5 million to the DNC's $3.9. What does that mean? Is the RNC, could it be an equalizing factor?
I don't think the RNC is going to have the kind of resources to level this playing field. It's simply too steep. You're going to definitely hear Democrats grumbling that, and there's a lot of sort of traditional sort of Washington Democrats, the so-called chattering class and the political operatives, who have never been too crazy about Howard Dean and his management of the DNC, and at least a lot of the Democrats that we've been speaking with, they're clearly going to point to this as, hey, come on, Howard Dean. Every other Democrat's making tons of money in this environment. Why are you getting outraised by the Republicans?
And finally, later in this week, we're going to see a familiar face around. Hillary Rodham Clinton is reportedly heading back to the Senate tomorrow. Later this week, she's planning a campaign appearance for Barack Obama. How effectively, this is going to be the test as to whether or not Obama can win over her primary fundraisers. What do you see happening? How effectively will he be able to tap them?
Well, we'll see, and I think everybody's going to be watching Hillary Clinton with total eagle eyes. Like, does she really mean it? Like, how hard is she campaigning for him? Like, this is going to be some of the most closely watched body language that we've seen in a long, long time. Actually, in both those places, because the Senate is going to be a somewhat awkward return for her, where so many of her colleagues in the pinch ended up going for Barack Obama, not for her.
We will wait and see
how their
public relationship will inevitably change. This week will be a testing ground. John Harris, editor-in-chief of Politico.com, giving us the week's views on politics. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Coming up, what do Italian Prime Minister Silvia Berlusconi and Attic in Maryland and Plumpy Nut have in common? They're all in BPP's The Most from NPR News.